The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
But first, as you've been hearing since you woke up, Cillian Murphy has become the first Irish-born man to win Best Actor at the Oscars. Oppenheimer picked up 7 Academy Awards. Poor Things, produced by Dublin-based Element Pictures, won 4 awards, including Emma Stone winning Best Actress. We're crossing live to Hollywood, where it's after 2 in the morning, and Henry McKean. Good morning, Henry.
Good morning, Pat. Do you know something? I'm absolutely fantastic. I know it's 2 in the morning, but it's just such a brilliant atmosphere, so much glamour, so much glitz, and such a great story. And lots of Irish have come in from across the States and Ireland to be here. Those after parties continue until the early hours across LA and Hollywood, and they are great fun. Here is Cillian Murphy, Pat, talking about his relationship with Christopher Nolan backstage.
I'm a little bit of a daze, you know. I'm very overwhelmed. I'm very humbled. I'm very grateful, and very proud to be Irish standing here today. I mean, you know, you got to move forward, but this has been a huge, huge moment for me. The movie is so special to me, and you know, myself and Chris have such a special relationship. But I just feel very privileged to continue to work with him, and I'm very proud that this is a film that is provocative and that asks questions and is challenging, but yet, you know, so many people want to see it, so I'm really, really proud of that. It's very, very special. You know, we've been working together for 20 years. I think he's the perfect director. He's an extraordinary writer. He's an extraordinary producer. He's extraordinary visually, extraordinary director of actors. He presents this film like no one else does in the world. And I just can't believe my luck. You know, I did a screen test for him when I was a kid, and I thought that would be it. And it would be just enough to be in a room with Chris for a couple of hours, and here we are. So I'm just so humbled and thankful.
Well, that's Cillian Murphy talking about his relationship with director Christopher Nolan. So, Henry, the mood of all the gang in Hollywood after this historic win?
Yeah, I mean, you heard him there himself saying how thankful and humble he felt. And it's true. He's a real humble guy, a top bloke, really, really, you know, a little bit bashful by all the attention he's getting. And here in LA, from the Americans especially, and from fellow actors, there's pride and love towards him. Here is a familiar voice.
Caroline Morhan, you're living here. You're an actress. We're here at this after party. How do you feel? Are you proud to be Irish today in LA?
Oh, of course. Oh, my goodness. And to hear Cillian speak our language, ma an fear. I'm absolutely so thrilled. Ar ais ar fad.
So you are one proud lady.
I am indeed. I mean, it's magnificent. For him to win is the icing and the cherry. And I'm one of those people that the way I feel is just to be in the mix, to be nominated is huge, but it's very sweet to actually get the win is wonderful.
And it is, it's massive for Oppenheimer, it's massive for Irish actors everywhere. There are other after parties, and you know, we've got Colin Farrell out there somewhere, and we've got Barry Keoghan out there, and the rest of them having a great time.
I think it's astonishing for an island of our size. We punch way above our weight. The caliber of Irish actors, writers, producers, the talent is gigantic. And I was with a group of Americans and English watching, people from all over the place, and I heard so many people go, oh, he's Irish? And I'm like, yes. It was a great opportunity to have that notoriety for Ireland, and that Cillian is an Irish actor, because so many people think that he's from somewhere else, that he's British. And so that's really special, because we do have a lot of people now bringing that attention to Ireland. And it's now become a regular thing that we're getting quite a few nominations every year, and I hope it will continue and grow and grow.
And they're learning to pronounce his name. I know that Gwyneth Paltrow had that problem too. I was at the BAFTAs and there was a journalist beside me who kept shouting, Cillian!
Oh,
and
please.
I had to tell him, it's Cillian. Do you have that issue here?
Well, actually, America is where people pronounce my name correctly. They can't pronounce it at home in Ireland. My name is Morahan, and I'm called sometimes Monahan and all sorts of things. But in America, they love the syllables. And Caroline is obvious, but for sure, I remember when Eimear Noone a few years ago was conducting at the Oscars, and Sigourney got up and said, Emir. And I'm like, Sigourney, you do your research. It's Emir.
And that's Caroline Moran there. So, Henry, talk us through the other wins for the Irish film industry.
Yeah, so Poor Things, produced on O'Connell Street in Dublin by Element Pictures. They won 4 GONs: makeup, hairstyle, production design, costume design. And Emma Stone, the big one for Best Actress. And that was, you know, there was talk that might go to Lily Gladstone. But Emma held on and she got it. And lots of people had, you know, so many opinions on that because it could have been the first Native American to win that award, but it wasn't to be. Overall, they had 11 nominees with Irish producers Ed Guiney and Andrew Lowe and Robbie Ryan, who I went to his after party, the cinematographer. Here is Ed Guiney, the producer.
I don't know that anyone will remember exactly what, you know, it won or didn't win or whatever in a few years' time. They'll just remember it was one of those movies that was in the conversation and was a contender, and that's what's important.
And how proud are you? I mean, you've worked hard for so long to reach this peak.
I mean, look, you know, very, very proud of the movie and very proud of, you know, it was a big swing. You know, it's a kind of bold movie and it's not necessarily an obvious one, and it's really, really gratifying that it's sort of, it's connected with audiences and with critics, and we just passed $100 million at the global box office about a week ago. So that's a big win. That's a big achievement. And I'm proud of all the gang at Element and all the great contribution they made to the film and all the heads of department and all the cast. So, no, and it's, honestly, it's, you know, these things don't come along very often in your life as a producer, so you have to kind of acknowledge that and cherish it. And it's one of the ones that when I'm on my deathbed, I look back and go, well, that was fun.
And that's the producer of Poor Things, Ed Guiney, speaking to Henry at the Oscars. Now, you met more Irish people who are currently working in Tinseltown, Henry.
Yeah, there's lots out here working in Tinseltown. And I know also that the Irish, you know, there's so many of them working away, especially Screen Ireland as well, have a base out here. I met this particular bloke who lives right beside where the Oscars takes place in the Dolby Theatre, in the Kodak Theatre. And he played an extra years ago alongside Cillian Murphy when Cillian was starting out.
My name is Francis Cronin from Dublin, Ireland.
And where do you live?
I live in Hollywood, just off Hollywood Boulevard, right beside where they're doing the Oscars.
Wow. So how does it feel to have the Oscars on your doorstep?
Well, they're used to it now. They never let me in. But I do, I'm in showbiz, so I'm always interested. And I have a little story about Cillian Murphy. His first movie, Disco Pigs, many, many years ago, they were shooting a scene out in Howth. And I was an extra in his first ever movie, Disco Pigs.
You were an extra?
I was an extra, yeah. He was smashing someone's head in with an ashtray.
As you do.
As you do, if you're Cillian Murphy doing your incredible role in Disco Pigs. And I remember going up to him, and I didn't know you weren't supposed to talk to actors. And I go to him, dude, I think you're doing that well. And he goes, okay, yeah, thanks. But he was so sweet. 20 years later, he's...
And he's the man.
Yeah, yeah, he's the man. He wins an Oscar. And I'm outside wrestling with meth heads on Hollywood Boulevard. So there you go.
So you're very proud of him.
I'm very proud of Cillian. I mean, what a beautiful, humble, communicative, honest, vulnerable, talented man.
A gift
to the Irish nation that he represents us so well. And when you have someone like Cillian who holds himself with such grace, such poise, speaks with such elegance, and is obviously a master of the craft and has put his life force into it, what a gift to the great nation of Ireland. What a great man.
And that's a man called Francis Cronin, who works in entertainment in Hollywood and obviously a very proud Irishman. Now, Henry, at the press conferences, it's fair to say that people ask some pretty unusual questions.
Well, they do, and I know I do sometimes too. I think you get a bit starstruck and you can come up with anything. And this is exactly what happened. A question was given to Christopher Nolan after winning 7 Oscars, including Best Picture and Best Director. This is what happened.
Hi, Chris. Congratulations. It's Alison Thank Boshoff you. From the Daily Mail here. We were at school together.
Oh, really? No stories, please.
No, we'd never tell what happened in Mr. Turnbull's history class. Stays between us. Congratulations. What are your plans for tonight?
Do you mean Trotsky Turnbull of the
Trotsky,
history department?
Yeah, with a moustache. Yeah.
Wow. That's not what I was expecting to talk about. in this moment. But yes, yeah, sorry,
tell
carry
about
on.
Your celebrations. What are your plans?
My plans to hit the governor's ball and meet up with my kids again and have a little celebration with the family. And yeah, really looking forward to it. So thank you.
Tales out of school. How are you, Henry? Now, that's the voice of Christopher Nolan, having won 7 Academy Awards for Oppenheimer. There's so much going on in Hollywood. You know, you wonder, how do people make a breakthrough? I mean, comedy, writing comedy for a movie, that's, do comedies win Oscars even? I don't know.
What they do, I mean, there's humor in, like, if you look at it, even there's even a tiny bit of humor in Oppenheimer, and there's lots and poor things, but, you know, humor is so important. Comedy writing is so important for Hollywood, and you know, we had the awards last night, but Hollywood just keeps on going, keeps on churning. Hugely important. I visited the Comedy Store to find out more. The entertainment industry just keeps on moving.
I'm Richie Taylor. I'm the GM of the Comedy Store in Los Angeles. The store has been here, it'll be 52 years April 7th.
And I'm Dr. Botox, Dr. Danielle Moore Collins, star of Real Housewives of Ireland. And this is like my favorite club to come in the whole world. It's the number one club in America. It's the oldest comedy club. And it's just, it's so special.
So we've just seen some stand up there, really high quality, and names over the years that have come through here at the best of the best. And a lot of the lads and the girls up there, they are screenwriters. They're keeping Hollywood alive. They are Hollywood.
Well, we have the legends that have all been here, from Richard Pryor, Robin Williams, Jim Carrey, everybody, David Letterman, Jay Leno. They all started out here and have been, you know, their old 70s, 80s, that's what the place was for them. And then new classes keep coming in every year, like Joe Rogan, staples of this place.
So we're talking the best of the best. And that's the thing. When it comes to film, film is comedy and comedy is film. Even if the movie's a bit dark, it's got to have a bit of jokes in there, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And you saw the lineup tonight. There was all sorts of different comics up. There was some dark humor. There was a bit of everything. And it's such a special place. The other thing about this place is, It's such a home for misfits and rebels in some ways, isn't it? I remember the first time I rolled up, I was like, hi, I'm a comic from Ireland, and I was just welcomed in, and like half the time I'm here like 3 or 4 nights a week. I feel like it's family. It's such a special place. And you're right, so there's nights that I'm standing out there and there's the biggest names in comedy and film and TV, the biggest writers, and then they work out their new stuff and they go on tour. Like this is show business right here. The Comedy Store is show, this is Hollywood.
And this is where the showbiz starts, isn't it?
Yes, and not even to mention all the famous women comics that it came through, Roseanne Barr, Whoopi Goldberg. Any talent in the world, no matter your race, creed, color, ethnicity, everybody's been had the opportunity to perform here.
All right, Henry at the Comedy Store, and given that it's now almost 19 minutes past 2 in the morning in LA, a town that notoriously goes to bed very early, Henry, we have to say thank you very much for staying up for us. News Talk's coverage of the Oscars is brought to you by Aer Lingus Flying, the Irish film talent.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
To Hollywood.